Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing little stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Eh, guys were.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ashalon.
Okay. So, looking at the list of questions that have been sent in, which is all of one, and okay, two, and one of that's being serious. You've never heard the "oh fuck"? That's the best part of that thing. But anyway, noticing that there's like this massive devoidness of questions. I have a game that we're going to play today. We're going to see how this works. And the game is very simple. See, you send in a question. It has to be a good question. It cannot be complete and useless drivel. And this is not a stump the Ashalon show. This is not that type of game. Excuse me. Even though I'm pretty sure y'all could stump the crap out of me whenever you wanted. So we're not gonna play that game. But here's how this game works. You send in questions. And as I read the questions, I decide if it was a good question, or if it was actually a question that could be useful. We are not playing Stump the Ashalon. Not. N-O-T. Not. But anyway, the idea here is you send in a good question, and the bestest question on by my decision, We'll get to pick behind door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. And behind those three doors, there are various Radio KOL goodies. I'm not telling you what they are, but I know. Bahaha. And so therefore, that's the game. And how do you play? Very simple. You send in questions to teacher's assistant, which is 1005959, because as much as I didn't mind talking, as much as I really didn't mind talking last week, that's kind of not the whole point of this format show, and if the format's dying, then I need to just kill it, and so, you know, just... But anyway, that's the play. You send it to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959, just like you would send something to Radio Bugbear when you're trying to harass Jake and Scully. Same idea. But anyway, it is, St. Sneaky Peace Day Part 2, for those of you who missed it last night, or for those of you who really want to stock up on the pink glow sticks, which I have my obligatory 2 and I don't care anymore. And, and let me just say, there is nothing better than homemade pizza. And I do mean homemade. I mean, the only thing that was, like, pre-made was tomato sauce and the pepperoni and the cheese. But, like, homemade dough, made by hand, put on the stone oven. Nummy. So anyway, we're going to play some music. And no, I'm not going to announce the rest of this game to anybody else, because I reward the people who come into my show and stay for the whole show. They don't come in halfway through going, "Oh my god, contest!"
This just in, Ash is having a contest. It's a miracle.
Anyway, here's some music. I'll be back in about 15. This is Ashlawn, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. Alrighty, so let's see how this works. Should be interesting. J. Disker asks a delusional question. What's the square root of an apple and chocolate cake? Little Dragons 4 says, "I hate it when I have to think of a gameplay question then forget it. Aw. Oh, I recall now. I was pondering whether it would be worth it to do an Oxycore run before going back to Teatcore, so I'd have the quest reward coming off a softcore run. And then I realized how ridiculous I thought that was. Going through an Oxycore just to have the reward to make my Teat run easier is kind of silly. It's my own fault for coming up with genius ideas at 3:30 in the morning after partying with KOLers for St. Patrick's Day. But you know, I think I did that once. I think I actually came off my Oxy and then tried to do a really fast Teat run. No, I did a real fast no path. Of course, you know, now what my definition of really fast is like molasses slow compared to, you know, nowadays. But, I mean, if you got the patience for it, let's see why not. So, let's see here. Rickett says, "Why is mining for fish superior to simply catching them? Because when you find that mother load and you find that vein and they all just fall right into your bucket, it's the best feeling ever." Lord Dragon says, "What is your opinion on the Radio KOL patch in similar items as pools in terms of gameplay, assuming a player has no Mr. Accessories?" Well, I think there are other items that are slightly better that can easily be gotten than compared to the Radio KOL. You know, if you look at the antenna ball, you're talking a plus one stat per fight. Well, there's a skill that can do something just like that. The flashlight gives you plus mysticality 15. And you can get other items that give you maybe not as much 15 easily, and sometimes it might be a split benefit. So, you've got the keychain, again, a plus 15 muscle. Same logic. You can get things pretty easily. You know, now if you really need the moxie or something, then, you know, there you go. But, you know, I'm pulling up my display case. I can look at all three of them. Let's see here. I don't have one of mine in my... What the heck? Okay. The Maracas gives you item drops, and that one is pretty good. I mean, the item drops is not bad. And the patch gives you Moxie plus 15. So, you know, it's kind of one of those where it's like... Eh. I mean, they're not frantically better. Unless you're trying to max out a Moxie muscle mysticality, and you don't actually have any of those. The antenna ball should be plus 2 in my opinion. Well, yeah. But the idea with the radio KOL stuff was that it was not meant to be something which was the, oh my god, everybody has to have it. They're not meant to be items that are superior to other items that can be gotten in the game through more normal means. Except for, say, maybe the ultra rares. Because we did not want to try to turn these items into the rabid bantering that would occur if these things were markedly better than everything else. You would have every DJ coming on, and there'd be, like, begsoring for contests. And, you know, there are already begsoring for contests, but it would be begging for contests for these items because, oh my god, they're so good. And, I mean, trust me, that happened when the radio outfit was going on because of the tattoo. And it was just ridiculous. You know, way back when. It's values and rarities, so. So there you go. So, yeah, this is all radio camera stuff. Let's move on. Decent question. Disco Worldian says, I'm on two hardcore runs, one teetotaler turtle tamer, and one no-path postamancer. I'm stuck on level 7 in both cases. Where should I venture to level up? Well, you have a lot of skills. You should be able to go play down the menagerie. If you're short on skills, then really you're looking at, you know, if you can't survive in the menagerie, and you can't survive in Spooky Raven, then you're looking at, like, the lower levels of Spooky Raven. You're looking at, you're looking at the, so level 7 is the crypt, so you're looking at the crypt area. I mean, really, in a perfect world, you should be looking, you know, in Spooky Raven. Or if you just don't like Spooky Raven, then you're looking at the menagerie to level. If you can't survive there, then you're just kind of like gonna float your way through stuff. It happened with the outfit? Oh my god, no. I mean, when the outfit came out, I can't remember if it was the pants or the hat. One of the two was like almost the best for that power rating in the game. And I don't remember because they got these, you know, weird-ass intrinsic effects. I was off the top of my head. I don't remember. Hold on. Because, you know, now I'm bringing this up, so now I got to talk about it. I don't feel like pulling mine out of the display case because I don't remember exactly what they all do. So let's just go Radio Regalia. And let's talk about it. So the baseball cap would give you this intrinsic effect called Radiohead, which was a hat that gave plus 20 Moxie. Okay? And then the Radio Free Foil was an intrinsic effect that gave plus 20 Muscle. And the pants give plus 20 Mysticality. So, you see, therein lied the problem, because at the time, you didn't have the whole monster level effect. The plus monster level effect didn't exist. The mind control device wasn't out. We're talking pre-ascension here. And so, your best item you could get was, say, a Mr. Accessory, plus 15 to all three. If you didn't have one of those, and you're looking at just a single stat boost, then these three items were killer. And in fact, if you had the whole outfit on, it was better than a Mr. Accessory, and plus you got the really cool radio tattoo and the outfit and everything. And people would be just griping about begging for the hat. I mean, it was like, oh my god. And I honestly, this is a true story. I gave away a pair of pants one night, which is the plus 20 mysticality. I kid you not, I had the guy try to give them back. He said, I didn't want these, I wanted a hat instead. And it's like, this contest wasn't for a hat. Oh, but I know you have it, so trade me. Who the hell are you? I mean, it was literally that bad. It was just demented. I mean, and so, you know, Jig talks to Amplitude and the other DJs, and we'll, you know, I just remember we were talking about, man, this whining and begging for regalia is just ridiculous. And so when we were tired of regalia, I think the discussion was make more items, but don't make them as so powerful enough that they wouldn't overbalance the game, and that they wouldn't be things that couldn't be gotten, you know, relatively easier. And yes, the outfit is penis plus 60. Oh, This symbol says, this oxycore run seems to be going a lot slower than my last one. My last one didn't have air. I think it's because I spent an entire day trying to make a meat maid. Stupid, verdammit, RNG. My question is just, how useful is a meat maid in oxycore? And also, should I be going muscle sign to make it that much easier? Is it worth an easy meat maid and meat card, given that you have to sacrifice the good gear from the bosses when the MCD is running? Ooh, there's a good question. Well, a meat maid would give you plus adventures per day. And if I remember right, whenever I ran my Oxy, I would always have to, like, use some adventures before the next stat day, because I'd always be running out. Right, always, I'd cap out. And so it was like about 4 or 5 or 6 that I'd have to use to do something, you know. You know, farm for pixels. Things like, you know, farm for the daily dungeon keys. Things like that. I mean, it was always one of the things I always went after. And because they did give you those extra turns. I remember there was a very large discussion about, you know, the meat globe, the meat off of that, da 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 da. You know, looking for things at the shores, blah 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 blah. And I think the only thing that really in that original discussion of Oxycore that came up that was valid was the meat maid, and it was contingent on if when you were running to get your car parts. And you weren't running as a muscle. If you got, like, the wig and the skirt to drop pretty quickly. And now, of course, my whole discussion here is kind of set back in the earlier days when the only monster level plus that you had was DMCD. Nowadays, with all of these skills and all of these items and all these things that have all this massive plus monster level here and there, the mind control device isn't as pertinent because you have skills that can do above and beyond. Now, I mean, you know, optimally you want everything. For mind control to get more stats per adventure, which is always the goal for Oxycore. But if I remember right, I think Bashy, when he did his one-day attempt, back before they finally got it sorted out, He went muscle, and it flipped everybody out, because they're like, oh my god, he went muscle. He didn't go MCD. He didn't go mind control device. And his argument was, I can get my car faster. I don't have to spend those adventures. And he got to the Nine Sorcerers, and then died the last adventure. So, really, I would say, it's kind of a 50-50 shot. You give up the mind control device for ease of one adventure, or one quest. I don't know. I tend to never go off of mind control device, but that's just me. But you know, the Moxie does have its good, but yeah. All these skills that have monster level equal one. If the Bill says, I will say that Radio KOL maracas are markedly better than any other easily attainable accessories. But yeah, aside for that, it's mostly about the e-penis, and that's how it should be, by Gadfrey. That's pretty decent. Jay Disco says, I'm not very good at ascending quickly, or ascending at all. Are hardcore and hardcore oxy runs worth my time? They are if you fit into one of two categories. Number one, you want to play the game a bit slower and not as rushed. And number two, you really understand how the game works. Meaning you understand the level mechanics, meaning you understand the monster mechanics, the Moxie, you understand stat points, you understand where items drop from and where the best places to go are. And if you understand that, then yes, they're worth your time, because then you can start adding on layers of difficulty. You can add on stasis, you can add on different things. I mean, not really, you know, that's kind of a dichotomy there. Complete opposite end of the spectrum. But my point is here is that I found out that I learned a lot more about the nuances of the game in hardcore, because I couldn't just go, oh crap, I need such and such, go to the mall. I had to figure out, crap, where does that thing drop from? And then I had to go get it. And if it was something that I needed every turn, I had to start, like, accounting that I'm going to have to spend 15, 20, 25 turns, if not more, hopefully less, getting this one item that I have to have later on. So, there you go. That would be my point on that. Try one? Just try one. Rickett says, what are the advantages of the various signs that you can ascend under? Well, Blender gives you better drink adventures, and Possum gives you better food adventures, so those are kind of self-evident. And then you've got the Marmot, which will give you the occasional Clover, which at times can be beneficial. And then you've got the three, one for each class, that gives you more stat points, which for the high-end level people, that can also be very beneficial. And then you've got, I think the one they said they figured out is higher chance of critical hit. I never did figure out, what the Vol was. I don't know. I don't remember. But they've all got benefits. I mean, they've all got decent benefits. Either for plus stats or plus adventures. Or plus clovers. Vol is a critical hit increase. Okay. And then the pack rat gives you a better item drop. Okay. I remember they're fighting for the figure at the Vol. And I remember there was a threat about it, and they thought they had it, and they weren't sure. Y-Man says, could you describe the most efficient way to power load level 30? Buy thousands of clovers and get to the appropriate area and clover. a lot. And you can be like a few people who've done 9-day level 30 runs. That's not me, because I don't have that much money. That's the most efficient way to power level to level 30. He says, since the change to pasta mastery, making chowmen require the wok, is it still the single most important skill for pathless teat hardcore? Or is advanced sauce crafting now the best one? No, I still stand by the fact that pasta mastery is still the best for hardcore because of reagent foods. The first two for teat hardcore skills should be pasta mastery and sauce craft. Pasta mastery, you have to have food for a teat run, because the stuff that just drops on its own, not that great. So, now of course, yes, you need the sauce crafting, okay? But reagent foods, you can just make. You mix your sauce with your reagent, and then you mix your sauce with your dry noodles, and poof, you have a reagent food, which is still relatively easy to get. It's easy to find, and give really good stats. But, here's my point, Cleaves. I can make foods, maybe not as good as reagent foods, which is where I'm eventually going with this, but that first run, I can take, you know, a tomato and make boring spaghetti, or I can make, I can make simple foods that are better than the basic drops, but are still, they're not as good as chow mein, a lo mein, a reagent food, but they're better than what would be gotten if I only had sauce crafting. So I still say that pasta mastery is still better by itself. If you look at it in terms of only by itself, I still say it's better because it can give you more food options than if you didn't have it if you're in hardcore. Potions do tend to make it easier to run, but the problem is if you're trying to level and you don't have adventures, then you can't. You see what I'm saying? You're going to be running that thing forever. And trust me, no, trust me. I understand potions. Oh, trust me. I went and got potions, and then my third skill was looping back and was getting impetuous sauciness, so I'd run twice as long. I completely understand that, but I still think that pasta mastery is still the best first skill to get, followed immediately by sauce crafting. And I understand that you're saying that potions are better than food. I'm saying if you don't have adventures to run with because the food you're eating is cruddy, your runs aren't going to go any faster. If you have more adventures, you may get beat up occasionally, but at least you have adventures to do something with and work on. But my point is, those two skills should still be the first two skills you get. Hands down, period. Period. Warlock says, will there be more metallic letters so more words can be formed? I don't know. That'd be kind of neat. Flying Llama just asked what's the best skill hardcore perm first is. Don't know. There you go. The Gravel Pit says, for D-Bandits and A-Thieves, what do you think are the best item to farm for since the new stealing options has been added for these characters? Best items to farm? Are we talking like best area? Are we talking like best item to go sell in the mall? Because see, here's what I've always known about the mall. If someone will start farming something, a relatively decent item, has a decent price, and he'll be making meat. And what happens is, eventually other people figure that out, and then they all start farming that area to make all this high meat because those items are high end. You know, once upon a time, I used to make I used to farm for goat's milk because at the time, goat's milk was needed for the new, right when they were just added on as a quest, for the mountain. And no one had them, and so I quit farming food and started farming goat's milk. And I was making more meat off the goat's milk, even though I had less items in the mall, because they're selling higher. But as time goes on, and more people start farming, the price goes down, goes down, goes down, to where that's no longer efficient. So the key thing of playing the market here is figuring out where to farm on a high area of the price range in the market for that item. And then as more people get into that market, go back to the good old standby, you know, foods and stuff like that. So because if Gravel Pit, if you're trying to go somewhere else, then I really don't have a clue what you're trying to ask me here. Oh Lord, what is your opinion on this thread? So the question is, have I read this thread? 101 ways to gallery. I have not even seen this thread yet. Assorted hardcore wisdom. Don't get ninja'd. meat maids are a pain to make. Yep, that's true. Zapping saves a daily dungeon trip. That's true. Ruby W's are best found before you complete a certain quest. That's also true. Same with wussiness potions. Pasta mastery plus sauce crafting equals cheap, easy food. Thank you. Don't forget the digital key. The RNG lives in channel hardcore. Meat maids are pain to make unless you go to a muscle sign. Using a clover in the kitchens is usually a waste of the clover. Yeah. MCD 10 plus boss fight equals sweet. And so they're adding on stuff. And oh, I have not actually read this whole thread yet, so I have no official opinion. I have no official opinion. The goat cheese. Yes, but I was selling the milk off the... with. What the hell was I doing? No, I remember. Okay, I would sell the goat cheese, but then all the goat's milk I was have, there was, for whatever reason, and I don't remember why, there was this run on goat milk. And it wasn't because milk... No, don't go with milk and magnesium, because it didn't exist. Okay? Don't even go there. White Canadians. That was it. It was white Canadians. I really was farming the milk, because it was for white Canadians. It was before the cheese thing went into effect. Because I was like, damn it, why do I have all this cheese? It's worthless. I was just throwing it in the mall. But it was the goat's milk, because I could farm the goat's milk for the white Canadians. And if you don't know why white Canadians are important, then, you know, there you go. Do not say milk of freaking magnesium. Shame. I mean, I'm feeling like old. How do you feel about the Conctitasis effect? Is it as bad as people say? You know, I've never actually played with it. Because I don't go in the area where it pops out. However, combat initiative to zero. Yeah, that kind of sucks. And I know there's a big argument about that right now. But yeah, it looks pretty brutal. I'm thinking, giant ring for that little area might be a pertinent, decent idea. Okay, if you have any questions, you can send this to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. Tolarian says, if you had permed Lunge Smack, deleted skill, would you ever use it in Speed Ascensions, or would you use Lunging Thrust Smack with Eye of the Stone instead? Now, I know a lot of people, myself included, we would use Thrust Smack. Because there are times I don't need a Lunging Thrust Smack to kill a monster. I still need that guaranteed hit. Especially when I have, like, massive monster levels. And Thrust Smack will be able to kill it. So I can save mana points for a couple of areas before I have to actually start pulling in the whole big stuff. Milk of cunt cake. Ew. But Thrust Smack? Not bad. Atrophy says, Wallaby is 1 to 3 pounds familiar if all attack is on and you get the jump first round of the combat only. That's not bad. Alright, I think it's the top of the hour break. Time to play some songs. So I've got a set of 4 set up here. And, we'll come back. Yes, I have a leader in the stable. Want to see who else that's going to come and play. This is Ashlon here in the State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL. You know, I was thinking about the where do babies come from, Nick's there. And the ventilation ducts in the baby oven. I'm not sure if I told you guys this story yet or not, but y'all get a kick out of this. So, my wife and I didn't tell anybody that we were pregnant through December until February, to really we had our first doctor's appointment, make sure everything was okay, and we didn't have, like, you know, an early miscarriage or something, you know, because, you know, it was Amy's first baby, we weren't really sure, and we just played it safe. Everything's going just fine. You know, it's the whole part of the story. Everything's just fine. Baby's still planned for later. We move on. But I was telling some of my kids, as I told my Quiz Bowl kids first, after Amy had came over from the appointment with sonogram picture, blah, blah, which you can find a link to that if you really care. On my profile, there's a link to my photo bucket, and it's in there. But anyway, moving on. And my Quiz Bowl team has a manager. It's just a smile and nod. I usually have like 1 or 2 people who just kind of hang out with everybody and want to be the manager, so I can say they're part of the Quiz Bowl team, even though they don't have to play, but they're the manager. And so they ask them what help out. They'll make signs if I have a tournament, or they'll help with, you know, getting stuff ready or going, or you know, take copies down. And they help. And yes, I have a manager. So moving on. But the one I have this year, she's a bit flighty. A lot flighty. And when she finds out, she freaks out, and then she promptly starts drawing this picture on the board. There's this oven, and she writes oven on the side, and then she in the stove, she's a pretty good little artist. Puts a bun on a plate, and a little arrow bun, and then draws me with a chef hat and an apron, says kiss the cook, you know, and a little arrow to Mr. Adams, and da 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 da. And blah, 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 blah. And, this goes on. You know, basically that I'm cooking a bun in the oven. And of course, all the quiz books are like, that's great, that's hilarious, ha, ha, ha. That's just a kick. And, I start having kids, and I just leave it up there. So I figure, okay, the high school kids have to have known this phrase. They aren't this stupid. Leave it up there. People come in that ask, what does it mean? I'm not telling you. Figure this one out on your own. And most of them do. I did have one of my kids, my genius gentleman. Wait, is she saying that your buns are hot? No. Not saying that. Not at all. Okay, because that would have been weird. Yes, it would have been weird. And eventually they all figure out what this means. And the kicker is, though, one of the junior high Quiz Bowl kids who knows me and has my wife as their science teacher, they made her this bright pink shirt with fuzzy letters that said "Bun in the Oven." And so that was how Amy told everybody. That was how we told everybody. So yeah, the Bun in the Oven, that's kind of been the running joke with us for a while. So anyway, never under with her human stupidity. So moving on. I need more Coke. Very little left. I should have got some of the music break, but it was good songs. I want to listen to them. So yeah. Well, I have one question sent in during that break to teacher's assistant, which is 100-5959, and this is by Rickett. Rickett asks, which skill should I get next? I currently have all the permeable skills. You have a dilemma. Maybe you should go for level 30 runs. I don't know, what are you doing these days, Rickett? Since, you know, you've got all your skills and you've done all the hardcore. What are you doing? Let me look at your ascension runs. That's what you're trying to... what you're doing. You're still running. 164 now. Massive hardcore. No, you're just doing hardcore runs. You're just doing possum runs. Possum sorcerer runs. Interesting. Yeah, you should do like hardcore level 30 runs and get trophies. Yeah, stealing your contests. Yeah. I can look for questions. I want to go back to the music. Wow, I have no questions. I absolutely have, like, no questions in it. I guess no one wants to win the game! Or I can just make you all lose the game. But anyway, this is... I'm going to play a couple more songs. I'm going to go get me some more Coke. Because I need more Coke. And I'm going to play... those three songs, and I'll be back. And hopefully there will be some questions. This is Ash Lund here at Radio KOL. Alrighty, so, I just realized that tonight, the weekly hat trick update, I did win my league, and I'm now playing qualifier for, to move a division. Which, yeah, should be a game I should not win, but I have a chance, and that's the weird thing. The modal assistant program is like, dude, you absolutely might win this game. And I'm like, oh, if I do, great. If I don't, oh well. But, should be fun. Should be fun. Because with the time change, I'm off an hour. Usually, as soon as the game's over, boom, I get to go on and move on. However, yeah. I'm looking at the bracket competition with my wife. I'm currently up 2 games. However, there's a few games are coming up. 1, 2, 3, 4... Five that she might still beat me on, so. And most of them is the where my team that I thought would win has already lost. And hers is still alive, and so, yeah, it can be bad. Let's get back to the questions, shall we? Istanbul says, Istanbul. It says, Jake hands you the keys to the house, so to speak, and says, tell you what, since you've been a good boy all year, you can take out any one level quest, replace it with something in your own construction. Which quest gets the axe, and what do you replace it with? Let's see here. One or two things. Number one, I would take the Orchasm quest out and upgrade it. I wouldn't get rid of it, because the jokes in there are hilarious. But I would fix some of the stuff so that it was a little bit longer and you don't have that endless, mindless, numbing leveling from 9 to 10. Or alternately, I would take out your Nemesis quest and revamp that. If I was, however, having to completely make a new quest of my own, I would make a quest because I would make a school zone. I would make a school zone. flashing lights and all. And you'd have to get through the evil, mean headmaster and the bitchy teacher and, the oversexed cheerleader who wants to beat the crap out of you because you're not cool enough, and then you'd have to fight the steroided jock because you didn't play nice with his girlfriend, because that would be funny. That would be me. Also, Not Constantinople says, how would you personally go about making mysticality more relevant? It really is kind of a throwaway stat right now, affecting spell damage, maximum MP, a few equipment requirements, very little else. Perhaps some of the focus on Moxie could be shifted away from that stat. Perhaps some of the high mysticality rating reduces the damage from elemental attacks. Discuss. It's not a bad idea. My whole argument about mysticality was that early on, muscle could LTS synergy their way through everything, and high Moxie could plink their way through everything, and high mysticality by itself couldn't do anything through the game equivalent. And so I was less saying you need more stat boosts, more damage to spells, and I still think it needs to be more balanced in that case. Like mysticality's classes get all their spells at half damage, and then you could literally just tear through stuff with a little bit more damage. But I could see, or maybe I've always kind of said that there needs to be more than just one way to play the game. There needs to be more than just one, and I think there are shows that are like centered around this entire rant about there should not be one optimal method to play this game, quote, efficiently. And we talked about that there was LTS synergy, and we talked about that there was plinking, and we could also throw in stasis as a viable argument of ways to play. And that's fine. I would love to see more ways of playing. So that would be my the fat cat cheerleader that winks at you. Oh god. And not combat for you spin lunch cure lab playing a Morbuk. Morbuk. That'd be funny. That would be funny. Yeah, the skill zone. Really like Jake. For the love of God, please. Please make this for me. Because I would love, just the school zone. I mean, you enter into the school zone. You have to get there. It's in the desert. And you have to use your meat car. And when you get there, you get a speeding ticket. Because you're going, like, too fast in the school zone. Or something. Okay, moving on. Ruby Lucky says, here's a question for you. I dropped Hardcore Oxy for Sneaky Pete Day. I'm an item whore. I'm currently level 8 Turtle Tamer with 308 adventures. I know Clovers and the Manchain can give me massive muscle points, but where can I get the equivalent in mysticality and Moxie points? I just want to finish this run and jump back into Hardcore Oxy. Moxie would be in the ballroom. Mysticality would be in the bathroom. Both in the manor. Uh, Let's see here. This Grodian says, which of the healing skills is the most useful and best? Well, Tongue of the Walrus gets rid of beaten up. Kaloni Cocoon heals everything. So I would say probably one of those two, depending on if you need the beaten up gone or if you just need massive hit points healed because you're not too beaten up, but you have a lot of hit points and you need to heal them all at once. I think it's when one of those two would be kind of there. Q underscore P says, what the hell does a frigid moat do? Maybe you should check my terrarium and see if you see anything that looks maybe frigid-y. Disco Nav. Well, true. That is true. I just don't use Disco Nav that often. Willock says, what do you think the special skill of a ketchup hound would be if it was familiar? Could take some meat and make meatloaf, which could be a decent food. Or you used it, and then you'd be like a bat of hell. But I wouldn't do that, so anyway. Rowan King says, I'm currently trying to get the Plexi suit. However, I'm using a pet rot for all these runs because that's how I roll. I'm going to get pulverized at the end of this run. I'm conflicted over what other skills to perm. You're going to get pulverized. Okay. Skills perm. Little help, also big booty hose. How come no one else knows how to hop with it? God. Hardcore perm. You know, you're doing oxy, so food and drink are kind of not necessary. Your lunging thrust, LTS energy, is a good thing to have. So you're talking like Eye of the Stoat, lunging thrust mag. Those are both skill clever, but oh well. Combat initiative, plus item drop skills, mad looting skills, example. Things that increase your monster level, which would be Aria of Venorians. What else I use on the Oxy? Empathy of the New, Legion Linguini. There are a lot of things that you can get for the Oxy runs. And I would say get the skills that would be useful for you regardless of what type of run you do. There you go. A hound is a ketchup hound and it yip yip yips it yip yip yips. Oh god. Use a meatloaf, bat of hell, it appears to attack your foe. Gleep says, how do you feel about people who exploit the NPCR's missing ability against physical resistance? Monsters get tons of meat per turn. I feel that they should teach me how to do that so that I can get massive amounts of meat per turn. Because Ash is getting poor for buying clovers on stat days to get these goddamn level 30 runs done with. Ricket says, how old is your kid going to be when you let them watch that episode of Futurama with Fry's dog? It's so sad. I don't know. Ha. I know. Tellurian says, will be a valid reason to torment ones with Oxycore, oneself with Oxycore? It's for the calm. It's for the calm. It's for the Plexi. It's all about the Plexi, baby. Yeah, somebody's like, you parody, it's all about the Pentiums, but it's all about the Plexium. yeah. In the challenge. That would be the Oxy. Flying Llama says, what's the best familiar to use in a hardcore run? Sombrero. Cheshire Bitten type creature. 50-50. Those are pretty good. Gravel Pit says, how's one go about getting the KWE trading card? What's this whole wrestling thing about? You get them out of the crane game, and the wrestling thing's all about gambling. Durr. It's always about gambling. It's all about the meat. I said it's all about the plexi, didn't I? Yeah. I can't make my eyes. What the heck was Lunchmack? And what about it was so strong that it had to be retired? You would ask me a question that I don't remember off the top of my head, and I want to have to go look at the wiki. Blah, blah, blah. Gee, thanks. Lunchmack. It did 3x damage for a hit. So if you had a big weapon, it was 3x damage. But it was just a skill that was pulled off, because I mean, LTS does in essence kind of the same stuff now. But Glebes! Like, I guess it's like, what, stasis or something? Drink to 26. Yeah, done that. But I see, I don't need to on this run, because I already did my... Oh, duh, I could drink drinks and get a few more turns out today. Duh. Full of questions is that he doesn't like them. I should drink to 26. Where's my green beer? I know it's a green beer. Green beer, green beer, green beer, drink to green beer. We. I love how clear, like 9 times, only 3 of them go in. Drink, 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 drink. There we go. Yay, 12 turns. 12 turns of saving for tomorrow. Woo! Let's see, did I ever put... I don't think I put my, my one piece that I took off. Nope. I need to put my, stainless back on. That'd be smart to do so. Link, there we go. Okay, once that gets back on, I can go back and look at my questions, and... Come on. Thank you. LOTE says, what do I need to know for softcore without using up my meat? Just have items. Just in your closet, ready to pull on your pulls. You know, some food, some drink, wax lips, you know, icicles. It just kind of, you know, there are pull lists all over the place, things to pull. And it's just have some stashes of some of the things that are usable every run. So you don't have to, like, spin your meat on them. Isibul says, Noodly Body, level 7 Pasta Master skill. You have managed to attune yourself to the intrinsic noodliness of the universe to such a degree that you can use your magic to escape from hairy or gooey or whatever situations. You can use your mysticality stat instead of your moxie stat when determining whether or not you get hit. 2 MP, buff duration, 5 rounds. Good replacement for Spirit of Rigatoni, yes or no? Well, I wouldn't resort you to staves only. Interesting idea. I don't know. Throw it at Bugbear. See what they say. Don't tell me when or when not to play a song. I will, though, however, play a song because I need to judge my questions. And then I will come back, I will announce the winner, and then I will hand off to the Dread Pirate, Wesley. Let's see if I can bite. bit longer, so I'm going to play two songs, because that was short. Darn short songs. Alright, be back in like 7 minutes. This is Ashlyn here on Radio KOL. Okay, I have a winner. And the winner has to choose between door number one, door number two, or door number three. And the winner is Istanbul for his very good question about the OxyCore run about the Meat Maid and the Meat Moxie mysticality slash muscle sign. So it made me think. So Istanbul, send a public comment in radio chat as to door number one, door number two, or door number three.